The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Done. All right. So great. So for the guided meditation and the practice of happy hour today, what I'd like to offer is a practice of metta with the acknowledgement of our interdependence with all beings tonight, and how the practice of metta, you know, there are concentric circles cultivating kindness, goodwill. We start with ourselves, benefactors, good friends, neutral people we have difficulty with, all beings. So there are different concentric circles where this practice is done for a variety of benefits and reasons. And one way in which it's offered, not just to ourselves, but all beings that includes us, is to cultivate this sense of friendliness, goodwill, and the acknowledgement of our interdependence. And for those of you in the U.S., tomorrow is the 4th of July in Independence Day, hence the theme of interdependence tonight. And I know Kim from Canada. Canada just had their independence, the equivalent of that, a couple of days ago, Kim mentioned. And not to be too North American-centric, we have people joining from Melbourne, Australia. So the theme of interdependence with all beings everywhere, our lives are interdependent. And one quote that I wanted to share, which I've been moved by when I heard this years and years ago, is a quote by actually an Indigenous Australian or Maori visual artist and activist, an academic who worked in the field of women's issues and Aboriginal epistemology. And the quote attributed to Leela Watson is, "If you have come here to help me, you are wasting your time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together." So this idea that our liberation, and I love the word liberation here, because that is intertwined with the work that we do in the practice of Buddhism, practicing for liberation. Our liberation is intertwined. All of our lives are intertwined beyond what we usually imagine. And if a pandemic wasn't enough to really point to us how interdependent our lives are with one another, with people all around the world, traveling, meeting, parting, affecting each other, our liberation is intertwined, is bound up with one another. There is the illusion of independence in some ways. So with that invitation to really consider our interdependence, what I'd like to lead us through tonight, just to give you a heads up, as always, we'll start with settling in the breath in the body and arriving home, the body and the breath. And then we will spend some time with goodwill for ourselves, starting with ourselves, with dear beings. As I mentioned, the concentric circles, we start closer in the smaller concentric circles, and then we will venture out. And one more thing I want to say about this practice of offering goodwill to all beings is to do it regardless of any attachment to outcome, and to know that the reason why we're doing this practice is really to cultivate our own heart. We are offering our own heart goodness and safety and ease and happiness by the route of wishing other people well. But it's really, we are the ones who benefit and feel the gladness, the happiness, and the goodness that is generated. So we are doing this practice first and foremost for the cultivation of our own hearts, which will impact all whom we come in contact with. So with those words, I'd like to invite you to get comfortable wherever you are. Whether you like to move from a chair to a cushion, vice versa. If you want to lie down, move. And landing in your chair, landing in your cushion, landing where you're sitting. Landing in this body, first and foremost. Landing in the present moment. Inviting your whole body, your whole nervous system to land. Inviting the muscles of your face, your eyes, your jaw to soften. Your neck, your shoulders. Arms and hands. Letting go of the weight they're carrying. Allowing them to be heavy. The sweetness. As if the weight felt sweet like molasses. Letting gravity pull down. Your back, your chest. Lower back, abdomen. Relaxing, letting go with the next breath, landing more deeply inside. Your sit bones, your legs, your feet. Allowing, inviting your entire body to give up, offer up tension or holding. Resting, being held by gravity, the heaviness that can feel sweet and supportive. You don't have to do anything to hold anything up. Letting the breath move through, letting the breath breathe you, calm you, nourish you. As if you were dough, let the breath knead you internally, softening, softening. Leaving no part of your body untouched, the breath kneading internally, massaging every part of your body, one breath at a time. If you find there are thoughts and memories and emotions visiting in this moment, it's okay. You're not doing this practice wrong. It arises, it happens, it's fine. Let there be no judgment. It's simply noticing what's arising. No problem with thinking in general. And for right now, maybe choosing to bow to the thoughts, say thank you. Right now, I'm choosing to give myself to this practice, sense of refuge and support. So please come back another time. I'll be here waiting for you. Thank you. And see if with kindness and gentleness the thoughts, memories, plans could be offered up also, similar to the tension in your body. You may need to do this many times during this practice period, especially at the beginning. It's perfectly fine, part of it. Do it smilingly every time as a part of your practice, this offering up. Let yourself enjoy being breathed, being kneaded, being massaged in this moment, so precious. You don't get to redo a second time this moment of your life. So live it fully, embrace it fully in this moment. Embracing your breath, your body. With awareness and presence. And as you're sitting, being breathed, landing more deeply, see if there can be a sense, perhaps, as the breath is moving in your body, a sense of being massaged, cared for, needed. As if the breath is filling you with goodness, with goodwill. With care. Being filled by goodness internally. And also as your body has been landing with a feeling of heaviness held by gravity, letting yourself feel held. This chair, the cushion you're sitting in. A sense of goodness. As if the universe was holding you with a sense of, with a wish for your safety. In this moment right now, this moment held. Perhaps there's a sense of safety in sitting where you are, safe from the elements, the cold or heat or snow, sun, a sense of safety being held just in this moment. Just acknowledging. May I feel safe. May I feel safe. This wish that you have for your own safety. May I feel safe. From inner and outer harm. Inner harm. What we often cause ourselves with our own thoughts and patterns. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I feel safe, whatever version works for you. Expressing a wish for safety. And maybe feeling in this moment as much safety as there is. It's probably a little bit, so acknowledging that. Letting your body feel a sense of safety, as little or as much as is available right now. As if you're breathing it. See what happens to your nervous system. For just one moment, you let it in, this feeling, this wish. And from some particular perspective, from the perspective of an awakened mind, in a deep sense you are safe in this world, in this universe. Whatever, whoever you are, you are safe because nothing can really happen to you. And if you can let this land, allow it, and if it's quizzical, let it go. In some ways, feeling of safety. Leaping, jumping up. When there is no ground, there is nowhere to crash. Nothing to fall onto. A sense of deep safety, of openness, spaciousness, emptiness. Freedom of being, ultimately. Ultimate safety. Inviting the second metta phrase, wish for mental happiness. May I be happy. May my heart be filled with joy. Noticing that your heart knows how to be happy. It's been happy before, as the felt sense of the memory of happiness, joy. And in this moment, it could be accessed. It can be accessed for, and to be happy for no reason, to be content and joyous for no reason, other than to be, to sense, to feel, to be alive in this mysterious, miraculous world. May I feel happy. May I sense joy in my heart. And this moment may be accessible. In spite of all the 10,000 sorrows in the world, in your life, there can also be joy in this moment. Breathing, letting yourself be breathed in joy. Simple, simple. At the third metta phrase. A wish for physical well-being. May I be healthy. May I feel healthy and strong as much as possible. May my body enjoy a sense of vitality. And letting yourself feel as much or as little vitality, health as is available to you. You're able to be present and listen to these instructions right now. Even if you're lying down or unwell, but there's enough well-being to have cognition, to have a sound enough mind. That is a huge gift. It's an amazing, precious gift. To acknowledge whatever level of health. Not turning towards the negative, what's lacking, but what's here, what's working. May I appreciate, may I enjoy vitality, strength, health as much as possible. See how it happens in your body, what arises as you turn towards the good. Let it in, what's present. Turning to the fourth metta phrase. Wish for safety. Keep doing this. Their safety is so important. The wish for ease. The wish for ease. May there be ease. May there be peace. May my life flow with ease, feeling held in this moment. The sense of ease, as little as there might be available in the body, in the heart, in the mind, in your life, in the ways. There is peace and ease. Breathing it into the body, feeling, sense of ease. Yes, I wish this for myself. May there be ease. May I take care of myself happily in every way. Sense of goodwill shared with yourself, sense of care. My life flow with ease. Now I'd like to invite you to open the concentric circles of metta, goodwill, good wishes, cultivation, and invite to your mind's eye maybe one or two beings who are dear to you, and either with phrases or just with a feeling, wishing them well. Sharing your goodwill with them. And acknowledging as you wish them well that your well-being is intertwined with them, is interdependent. Your lives are interdependent. When you're happy and well, they tend to be happier and well, and vice versa. Just a simple, very simple, perceivable way your lives are interdependent. So many ways. Wish them well. Now I invite you, if you wish, to open the circle a little wider, letting some more members of the community, maybe people who are neutral to you, people who live in your community, maybe you don't really know them well. Maybe you've seen them at the grocery store or your neighbors walking, expanding a little. And acknowledging that your lives, especially at the time of this pandemic, are intertwined. Your happiness, your well-being, your liberation. And wishing them well. You could be born as them. You could have been them. They could have been you. With others' happiness, well-being, safety, and ease. We're all lifted. We're all enjoying more happiness, safety, health, and ease. Wishing them well. Sharing your goodness, your goodwill with people you don't know very well. As a stand-in for all of humanity. If you wish, I'd like to invite you to bring in now, expanding the circle, maybe one being you have some challenge with. Maybe not choosing the most challenging being in your life, but one where there is a little bit of challenge or conflict. See if it's possible to expand the goodness. Not condoning any harm that's done, or any unskillful actions that are done, but simply wishing them well, their humanity, seeing their humanity. And wishing them well-being in their lives. They're a human being just like you. And it does turn out that your lives are in fact intertwined, whether or not you want it. They are intertwined. both in ways you see and in so many ways you don't see. You don't appreciate. None of us quite appreciate how intertwined our lives are. Especially with people whom we're entangled in some way. It's not personal. We just happen to be entangled this time around in this formation. They could be you, you could be them. See if it's possible to just share goodwill with them. May you have safety, happiness, health, and ease. Even if you're not in my life and if I never speak to you, I still wish you well. I don't want my heart to be intertwined in ill will. I free my heart by wishing you well, acknowledging our interdependence. If my heart is free of enmity and in ill will, I can be happier. I can have more goodwill. So even if it's for my own happiness and goodwill, well-being, I offer you peace. I offer you my goodwill. And for the last moment of this practice period, bringing to mind all the beings that you considered yourself, the beings you care for, your benefactors, your dear friends, dear beings, the neutral beings in your life, stand in for all of humanity, people in your community, and the person you're having some challenge with, bringing them all into a circle, acknowledging how intertwined your lives are. May we all have safety, happiness, health, well-being, and ease. Ah, may we all be free. Thank you all for joining. Sweet. Andy offers, thanks for the amazing session. What an amazing way to start my weekend. Love and light. Thank you, Andy. Thank you especially for joining from Melbourne, Australia. Loved having you. So I would love to ask you if you would like to share just a phrase or a word. You can type it in chat if you want, and I can read them out loud. Or you can unmute yourself and just share what's coming up for you in this moment. And I can start by saying, for me, there is a sense of happiness and lightness and wishing goodwill for folks and in all the categories I mentioned, including the person I have a challenge with. Just freeze my heart, wishing them well. What a beautiful offering for me. Kim, grounded and expansive. Thank you, Kim. Again, feel free to unmute yourself or you can type word for phrase what's coming up for you in this moment. Lisa, peaceful. Thank you, Lisa. Bill, love. Lovely. Sweet. And everything is welcome. If challenging feelings and thoughts are coming up, you're welcome to share them also. It's all good. No part left out. So, Debbie offers openness. Thank you, Debbie. Nice. So, it's the part where we transition from practicing on our own into practicing holding others, practicing in being held and holding others, practicing in a small container of safety and ease. And the invitation is the way that you've acknowledged your interdependence, offering yourself and others goodness. What actually happens if you speak having dipped into this territory with another couple of practitioners for a few minutes? The practice period is for 6 minutes. And the prompt is, how are you? How is this practice period? There's no right or wrong. You can say, I fell asleep, didn't follow it at all, didn't like it. It's all good. Or I loved it, feel expansive. It doesn't matter what you say. It's the practice of being held, holding yourself while interacting in the relational practice. And that's where we often think this Buddhist practice is just us, closed eyes, quiet, but it's really the rubber meets the road, an interactive practice when we open our mouths. So here you have a sandbox. You can open your mouth for 6 minutes, for a full couple of minutes each person, to see how it goes. And without any expectations, just experiment, just be open to what arises in this field. What do you have to lose? Nothing. So if you're on the fence and you haven't tried it before, even if you have, I invite you to try it again and be in this field of holding and being held, acknowledging your interdependence. And it's lovely, especially being in different parts of the country and the world. So I'm going to create the rooms now. And if it's not right for you for whatever reason to engage in this way, it's perfectly fine. You can bow out. So I will create the rooms now. And let's see, here we go. Okay, so I will open the rooms momentarily, and here we go. Oh, actually, let me unmute the person who's on the phone. Sometimes there's been a problem. Here we go, opening all rooms. Welcome back, everyone. The rooms are now closed and we're all back in the main room. So I would love to hear about your practice. If you'd like to comment, share, ask questions, complain, everything is welcome. So take it away. can unmute yourself or can raise your hand if unmuting. You are, yeah, you're able to unmute yourself now. But. Hi, Kathleen, I see you're unmuted. Please.
Well, I know that this is, thank you, Nikki, and I know that this is, metta is very broad. And on the one side, sure, I mean, I'm, you know, intertwined with everyone. But someone today in a long conversation made me think of Diana's thing about, I wish you well, and I cannot solve your problems for you. And, you know, there's a lot of history in that kind of thing for me. So I'm not peaceful with it. I do see it. And I have not, I could see the difficult person why that's put into the metta, because there's a lot to learn from that. So ongoing. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathleen. So there's so much in what you said. And if I understand the couple of points that you're raising about, you know, the equanimity practice, the phrase in the equanimity practice that I wish you well, but I cannot, there's so many different versions of saying that phrase, but I wish you well, but I cannot solve your problems for you. Regardless of what I wish, you know, you're the heir to your own karma. You know, there's so many different versions of the classical version and the new versions of the practice, the equanimity practice that you're bringing in. And it's yes, and, you know, the equanimity practice is one of the four Brahma Viharas, as you know. So it is actually, it needs to be part of the metta, because if there's a sense of attachment to outcome, that yes, I'm going to wish you well, and yes, we are intertwined, so you got to be happy, otherwise I'm not going to be, that's not a very healthy way. So the acknowledgement of being intertwined isn't that it's not with attachment to outcome. It's realizing that there is this interdependence. It just, of course, there's an interdependence. There's so many causes and conditions in this world that have been put in place by us, by others, and offering goodness without any attachment to outcome. So the two, what I'm trying to point out is that the two are not incongruous. Acknowledging one's interdependence and wishing well, and knowing that they're the heir of their own karma, and so are you. And so, might sound a little paradoxical, and it's not. Yeah. Thanks for raising that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Bill offers, I like the small meetings afterwards. Wasn't sure I would, but I did. Oh, lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Bill and Colleen. Thank you for sharing and listening. Lovely. Do either of you would like to say a word? Bill, perhaps? Or Colleen?
I'll just say that I'm enjoying these evenings. I just discovered this a little while ago, and I really enjoy, I've met different people each night, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been fruitful for me. Thank you.
Thank you, especially at this time of social distancing. Yeah, it's nice to have this feeling of connection after having practiced in this container. Bill, would you like to say a word? You didn't know if you were going to do it, and you did. We'd love to hear a word from you.
I can't think of anything smart enough to say. So I don't know. I this is my second time doing it, and I very much enjoyed it. And I wanted to thank you for hosting it.
Yeah, thank you. And that's lovely to hear, especially what I really appreciate in you. In your courage to speak up, and what you said is actually perfect about that, not being sure, being on the fence, and then doing it and realizing, wow, actually that was rewarding. There is some research, actually, psychology research that had participants, it suggested to them, you know, they got a bunch of subjects for them to, you know, kind of on, you know, in this case, you know that this is going to happen, but for them also, we're going to get into groups, small groups and converse, and people are like, not quite sure. But people who did participate, they were all happy that they participated. Anyway, I'm not really being very succinct reporting the results of research, but trying to say that it's so common for people to think that, I'm not so sure. I don't know who I'm going to be in the room with, what's going to happen. I don't know, am I going to say something that sounds intelligent, or are these weird people? And then the research shows actually people tend to really enjoy these brief connections with one another, and discovering how similar
it's
we are.
It's rewarding, yes.
Yeah, so rewarding. So thank you for that. And it is 7:02, so I will end our evening together. And thank you so much for showing up for yourself and for others, supporting each other's practice. And may you be well. May you be happy. May you appreciate the beauty and the mystery of interdependence, this independence holiday. So in the US, may all beings be well. May all beings be happy, including us. Take care.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.